I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf's Daf and Practice series. There's someone who took a boiling hot pot of chicken soup off the fire and placed it on the countertop. He wasn't paying attention. His wife walked in and started screaming, "Why are you trafing on my whole kitchen? You're putting the chicken soup, obviously the fleishig chicken soup, on my dairy countertop." He wasn't sure that really was a problem. It was all dry. He didn't think that would be a problem. But when he picked up the pot, they realized that there was a piece of cheese on the counter. And he placed that hot, boiling hot pot of chicken soup on top of this piece of cheese. So maybe she was right. Maybe he just did trafe up the whole kitchen. Is now the counter trafe? Is the pot trafe? Is this whole chicken soup now become trafe? So we learned in today's daf, Pesachim daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara began all the way in the bottom of Ayin Hemabez, continuing on to Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. This daf is the discussion of the question of what's stronger, Ila Gavar, is that which on top, or Tata Gavar, that which is on bottom. What does that mean? The question is, in order to have a transfer of taste, there has to be heat. The question is, if you have something on the bottom that's hot, do we say that heats up that which is on top of it and allows a transfer of taste? Or do I say that the thing on top, which is cold, cools down that which is on bottom? The inverse. If the bottom is cold, does that cool off that which is on top? Or do we say the hot thing on top heats up that which is below it? And the maskana, the gemara, is the conclusion is, and that's the halacha, that we say tata gavar, that which is in the bottom beats out, wins. And therefore, in this case, you had the chicken soup. The hot chicken soup was placed on top of a cold piece of cheese. So we say that the cold piece of cheese cools off the hot pot. That may not be too understandable to us, but that seems to be the halacha. The Aruch HaShulchan may argue, since the thing on top is so large, but it seems the standard halacha is that we say in such a case, tata agavar, that which is in the bottom beats out. That means is that in terms of transfer of taste, between the piece of cheese and the pot, anything that falls into a pot, the pot's still a klarishon, but in terms of the relationship between the piece of cheese and the pot, we say that the piece of cheese cooled off the pot. However, as we see in today's daf, we do say that a klipa, a little bit, does get absorbed into the pot, because at the maker, as it's being cooled down, it takes time for it to cool off. It takes time for the pot to cool off, and therefore a little bit of taste gets transferred from the cheese into the pot. But only a little bit. Only could they klipa, but only it's able to go the surface, it's only able to go a little bit into the pot. And therefore, the pot does become treif in this case. The cheese does become treif. It's able to absorb, it's able to extract a little bit from the pot, which is obviously fleishig. So that cheese, that little piece of cheese, has absorptions of chicken into it. So that the cheese becomes treif. The pot as well. It's a fleishig pot, but now it has a little bit of cheese in it. So the pot needs to be kashered. But in terms of the chicken soup, even if I wouldn't have 60 times connected the cheese, we say that the bleus of cheese, the absorptions of the cheese, only goes into the surface of the pot. It doesn't go all the way into the chicken soup, and therefore the chicken soup is still kosher. But the pot does need to be kashered, because there's that little layer on the bottom that has a little bit of cheese, and the next time I'm going to cook it, and I'm going to be able to extract from there, and therefore I do have to kasher the pot. Now, what's the simplest way of kashering this pot? First of all, you could boil up, wait 24 hours, step number one, and then you could boil up a pot of water. You could boil up this pot with water, and that could kosher it. But the truth is, once you empty it out, even if you don't fill it up with water, simply by placing it on the burner, the heat of the fire, if you leave it on for a few minutes with a fire, that in itself would be able to kosher that bottom layer, like burning out the pot. Many of us are familiar with the idea of burning out an oven, putting it at a high temperature, what we call libun kal. That would apply also over here. Since the cheese was absorbed off the fire, you wouldn't need a libun gomer. You wouldn't need to have a full-fledged libun. It would be sufficient with a libun kal, which could be accomplished simply by putting it on top of the burner for a few minutes, not that long. That would be able to burn out all the taste in that bottom layer.